This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Let's get to the Cavaliers. You had the Pacers down a lot in the fourth quarter. Matter of fact, I think they were down 7 in the final minute of this game in Cleveland. Yet here they came storming back. Tyrese Halliburton at the free throw line makes the first foul shot. And then the second.
Second one is short. And it's rebounded by Halliburton. The Pacers have a timeout. Will they use it? No, they don't. Yes, they do have a timeout. 4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball. Up top, Indiana by one. 1 and 1/10 seconds to go. Inbound, Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
And a 2-0 series.
Come on, that's
lead
ridiculous. Miss
yes,
the free
it was.
Throw, get your own rebound, shoot the three.
Yep.
Make it, walk off, and say, see ya!
And he did.
That is unbelievable.
Right in the face of the crowd as they were chanting overrated to him throughout the course of the game.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah. That one was unexpected. I didn't know we had beef, but yeah, I guess that, I mean,
you know what?
Good for them, man. I that came out of nowhere, but it's just, I think now that that label's there, they're all, that's how it's going to be every time we play somebody. Every time on the road, he'll probably
man,
follow
he
me.
He changed his voice. in that,
to me, was the most egregious one. Yes.
Yeah.
Or drastic.
You know what he needs? He needs his dad there. In the front row.
Why? You're up two games to none.
Fighting with Donovan Mitchell.
Well.
Get them all going.
His dad is banned
yes,
from
he is.
The rest of the postseason.
Oh, he so. Is? I didn't know that.
Well, he's just not showing up.
No, I think that he was told not to
okay.
go.
Okay, all right.
Actually.
Wow. They actually told.
I believe so, yes.
The father of an NBA basketball player, you cannot go to
well,
a
he
game.
He did go on the court and get in the face of one of the league's brightest stars.
How do you know that wasn't like pre-planned?
Didn't feel like it. I don't know if Giannis would have to be one hell of an actor.
Right. We're going WWE style here.
What's that?
WWE style.
I don't know, man. Get the dad out there and start screaming at people. Hey, wasn't there a report yesterday that Giannis was like, he's either coming here or going where?
I don't know. Phoenix man. Was the
Phoenix,
place
maybe?
I saw. Phoenix, Houston, New York, I think were the three rumored places. Kevin Durant rumored to be going to Houston or New York.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Giannis and Kevin can go together to Houston.
Or New York.
New York what?
The Knicks.
Again, they could do it to Brooklyn again.
No, the Knicks.
I'm not.
Knicks, what do you mean the Knicks? I'm saying
that he's a,
right now?
That's a rumor out
yeah,
there that
not,
he's coming
we're not
to the Knicks.
Talking about that right
I think
now.
There's a better chance he goes to the Nets, Giannis. I'm serious.
Now, you could be right.
I could see that
certainly
happening
possible.
Again,
yeah.
Get them back in the NBA.
I mean, they have a ton of assets. I mean, this is why I think it's going to be impossible for the Knicks to go and get him unless the Bucks love Karl Anthony Towns and say, hell yeah, let's do that.
Would they let them back in the NBA if they got Giannis?
Who, the Nets?
Yeah.
I don't know. They relegated or something?
I don't know. They still around?
Donovan Mitchell had 48 points in the loss. Got to improve.
You ain't got no choice. I mean, we can sit here and dwell on this. And be home in about 4 or 5 days. Or we can move on and take some things that we did really well and go from there.
We shall see. They're down 0-2 heading to Indiana. And as the road teams continue to win, you had Steph Curry go out with a hamstring injury, and yet the Warriors beat the T-Wolves 99-88. Interesting here. So Anthony Edwards had a tough shooting night, and his head coach is Chris Finch. Had no problem letting us know that.
I absolutely saw that, you know, and can't have that. You know, it's it starts with Anthony. You know, he struggled early. And then you could just kind of see the light go out a little bit for a while. And then, obviously we had to try to get him going in the second half. But
that's a rough one.
Yeah, but, you know, he just had, like the night that Carl Anthony Towns had. Like, just couldn't buy a bucket. But, you know, just got to keep fighting, man.
Well, here was Edwards. Do you agree with your coach's assessment?
Nah. I feel like I played great defense. I just couldn't do nothing offense, so. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, that is schism. Kind of but that is kind of like what the coach said. He had struggles on offense.
Everybody said, did you agree with your coach? He went, nah.
Nah.
And statistically, the T-Wolves were worse from three-point range than the Celtics.
Wow.
Percentage-wise, 6 of 29.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I think Edwards didn't hit his till there was about two minutes left in the game.
This is why this is a make-or-miss league. I don't know what else to tell you.
Seems like it. Every year. Same thing.
Especially with the three ball now, G.
That's true. I'd like to see a lot more misses up in Boston for those Celtics.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A big swing and a miss for the Mets in Arizona as they lost to the Diamondbacks.
Gurriel lines it to left field, and it's gone. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. makes it 4-1 Diamondbacks. Another line drive off the bat of Lourdes.
That was Diamondbacks TV with the call. 5-1 the final as Arizona beat New York. Josh Naylor and Geraldo Perdomo drove in runs with groundouts, and this is Zach Gallen again. Got the Mets pitch. Great. 7 innings, 2-hit ball. The Mets can't push runs across, which was an issue again. Here was David Peterson asked about the Gurriel home run by Steve Gelbs on SNY.
That home run pitch, you wanted that ball up a little more?
Yeah. I didn't want it middle-middle.
That's never good middle-middle.
The problem is it was the bottom of the sixth.
At this point.
You know what I'm saying? Mets pitchers go past five. This is what happens.
Here's Carlos Mendoza.
We don't want to extend them.
Peaks and the valleys of a season.
It's never going to be easy, you know. that's what makes the big leagues the big leagues, you know. You're going to go through stretches where you got to find a way, you got to fight, and you're going to go through some ups and downs. But I feel like overall, we've been right there on every game.
Just not getting hits with Risp.
They're not. No,
He did that little thing with that laugh. He was like, it's never going to be easy. What are you guys, idiots? You think this is easy? Not easy.
You guys are morons.
These dopes.
Mets are now 23-14. Arizona, a couple of games over 500. Kodai Senga, Merrill Kelly today on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio, 340 first pitch. Meantime, the Yankees had themselves one hell of an inning as they dominated the Padres.
We didn't get a good pitch here. 3-2 from Peralta. Swing on a deep drive. Right field.
Grand slam for Austin Wells. Has blown this baby wide open.
Yeah, Dave hey Sims now. And Susan here on the fan. That seventh inning, the Yankees scored 10 runs. Wells had an RBI single and the grand slam in the inning. Ben Rice, a two-run double. Anthony Volpe drove in a run with a single. Here he was with Susan on Wells' big night.
It's fun. So happy for him. And just not surprised because, like everyone here, he works so hard. And to get those two hits off lefties, I know it's huge for him. And he puts in a lot of work. So that's just what he does.
Here was Ben Rice talking about, my gosh, 10 runs in an inning.
And it just comes down to everybody having a plan and just trying to execute the best you could. Just being aggressive to your zone and doing damage.
You know what these teams need? Both the Mets and the Yankees need, like, just a good, solid five-game winning streak. Get out of this malaise.
Mets have had 2 6-game yes. winning streaks already this year.
Get another one then.
Yeah. But they have been a little flat the last week. Both I would teams. Agree. Last 10 days or so.
I would just say, like, both yeah. teams are losing series. You can't lose series. You got to win these rubber games, Jerry.
Well, they lost they won the first game in St. Louis. They got swept in the doubleheader. They won the first game against Arizona last week, then lost the next two. And now they won the first game in Arizona. Let's see if they can win this one tonight.
This is a rubber game tonight, Jerry.
This is a rubber game. Yes. Yes, it is. By the way, Aaron Judge hit his 12th home run as he is tied for the major league lead now. Here was Clark Schmidt as Judge homered off former teammate Michael King.
Like I said, it's like playing your brother, and you obviously want to go out there and have some bragging rights. I don't know what the lines were. I felt like they were very similar. So I guess we'll play for the tie on that, but I guess we'll give the win to Judge because he got him, so we'll go to him.
Yeah, and I guess he's talking because King was good. It was the bullpen that completely imploded here, and then you had this whole issue with the ball.
Yeah,
and
I saw this.
With the fans.
John Boy posted it, zoomed in. I guess the one kid had the ball and was able to
and dropped it.
He dropped it, and the other guy got it and stuffed it in his pocket.
Yeah.
So what happened? I mean, that's the guy who picks it up and gets it, right? I mean, if you drop it, you drop it.
Yeah.
Did it get knocked out of his hands?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch it again.
Is there unwritten rules here? What are we talking about?
Unwritten rules of fans?
Yeah, these people are savages when a ball comes into the stands.
That is very true. Series finale tonight, Max Fried, 6-0 with an ERA of 1, facing Dylan Cease on the fan coverage at 6:25.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.